Mike Lowe joins us, Patriots reporter from the Portland Press Herald. Mike, how are you, man?
Good, yourself? Is this Jason or Robin? Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Jason Robbins. He'll be, he's the deeper, older voice. Sounds like a senior citizen,
okay.
So he'll be up next.
Jason, I didn't find out much of anything today. I found out that both Tom Brady and Bill Belichick said they didn't know anything about it until Monday morning. We did find out that Tom Brady likes his balls inflated to 12.5 PSI, which is the minimum standard for the NFL.
Yeah.
So that means if it's a cold night, they could lose pressure.
Now they came. So, now when they say they came in under, how much pressure did they lose? Like, what were these balls? Were they 11.5?
They lost 2 PSI.
Which would seem now. It was cold in New England, but they've played football games here in Edmonton where it's minus 20 Celsius, right? And I don't know if you lose 2 pounds of PSI when it was only 12 to begin with. The weather would seem convenient excuse,
You know, it was in the high 40s, low 50s. It was 51 when the game started. That was the game time temperature. So you're not going to lose a whole lot at that temperature. It dropped into the 40s during the game, I talked to some Patriots players, and they said they didn't see a difference in the balls at all. They were hot. They said the balls are hot the whole game. So I don't know. They can't explain it. And what's baffling to me was when Tom Brady said that he hadn't been contacted by the NFL yet.
Really?
That to me, yes. So. Huh.
Now, there was a report yesterday, our producer Mark Mangiot said that there was a report that supposedly the NHL had known about this was happening since November, and did that come up? Was there any truth to that?
It didn't come up. The Colts apparently suspected it in November when the Patriots played in Indianapolis. And they, according to that report, I know the one you're talking about, they notified the NFL. And they obviously waited until now to make a deal of it, I guess. I don't know why. A couple of the Ravens players said they thought the same thing, but John Harbaugh said, you know what, it was 20 degrees the night when the Ravens played here, and he said, you know, it was cold. The balls, you know, every ball was soft, so he didn't buy into that. I will give him credit for that. He didn't say there was any problem with the balls that he noticed, but, you know, I don't know. You know, you mentioned earlier, is this a scandal? Is it not a scandal? I don't know. All I know is that the media room felt like a Super Bowl press conference today. Standing room only, people shouting over each other, and three quarters of them probably know nothing about football.
Call me cynical, but I find this less than riveting and not the big deal it seems to be made. I say let's get the Super Bowl started and get on to some real news, because to me, if a team doesn't like something and they say something to an official, hey, give me another football if it's that big a deal. I don't like this one. Give me another one. If you don't like that one, give me another one. And then maybe if they don't like any of them, it tweaks an official and they do something about it.
Well, you know, the thing is, both teams bring their own balls to the game.
Yeah.
So the Colts had their own 12 balls to use. But what they were saying was that because the Patriots' balls were softer, it was easier for them to catch them and hold on to them. Now, I don't know if that's true. It sounds silly to me. I'm with you. I don't think this is a big deal. But Tom Brady said it is a big deal because the NFL is going to enforce even its smallest rules, and you're playing for the integrity of the game. And if the NFL thinks this is important, then, you know, by golly, it's important, but they haven't talked to him yet.
So now, do you believe when Tom Brady says he didn't know anything about it? Like, I was reading all the reports. Like, certain quarterbacks have talked to him. Like Aaron Rodgers said, hey, he likes his actually overinflated, if possible, right to the max. Some guys like them scuffed up for difference. What does Brady like about it? Maybe in the feel of his ball. I know you mentioned the PSI, but how often then? What's the routine like? Does he check it, or does he just tell the equipment guy this is what I want, and then he gets it and knows right away if it feels good? Because I would assume
actually, he said it's all by feel. He said he comes to the stadium hours before the game, goes to the equipment room, and however many balls they need for that game, sometimes they just need 12 if it's a nice sunny day. It was raining the other night, so they needed, I think, 24 for that game. He goes through the balls. He says, I feel them. And he goes, it's how it feels in my hand. I picked the 24 that felt the best to me. He goes, there's, you can feel it. And he was having a hard time explaining it because unless you know what he's talking about, you can't understand it. It's all feel, how the ball feels in his hand. That's, to him, what's most important. And he said he likes it at 12.5 PSI, which is, of course, the minimum standard for the NFL. That's all he cares.
Okay. Mike Lowe joining us. He was at the Brady and Belichick press conference. Now, would he know then? Did anyone ask him? Would he know in the course of the game? Like if he likes it at 12.5, let's say, and then during the game it was at 10.5, I would assume he would know the difference, wouldn't he?
Well, that's what he was asked that question about 23 different times in 23 different ways. And he said, you know what, during the course of the game, I'm not thinking about it. He goes, I picked the footballs that I wanted to play with before the game. I assume that these are the same balls that I picked. I go out there, I take the snap, and I'm looking at the defense to figure out where I'm going to throw the ball. He goes, I'm not thinking about how the ball feels. He goes, and he said, listen, I don't squeeze the ball, I just grip it. You know, he goes, there's a difference. I mean, I'm sure if you squeezed it, you could see it was a little soft. Because I don't squeeze it. I just grip the ball and throw it. And that's what, you know, he said that about three or four different times.
Yeah, you know what, and here's the thing, and you know this. Baseball players are picky about their gloves and pitchers about the balls they use. Hockey players, they'll work their sticks for hours in the dressing room in the morning. I get it why it would make a difference, but there's other things that go into how a football feels. The exact grain. Is there a seam count for a regulation football? I'm being serious here. How many stitches go into it? There's lots of parameters.
There's all this. It's funny because a bunch of the rules regarding the football disappeared from the NFL rule book after Sunday night. If you went on it Sunday night, there was like a page and a half of rules. And if you went on it Monday night, it was like a half of a paragraph. So
what was gone? Do you know? What was gone?
There are rules for how thick the seam, you know, the stitches can be and everything. But again, he said he just likes he knows how he likes the ball by the feel of it in his hands, and that's all he cares about. And he says, when I'm in the game, I just get it and throw it. And he goes, I don't think about it.
What do you think comes of this?
I don't think we're going to hear anything definitive until after the Super Bowl. Because I think at some point the NFL wants to just let's focus on what their crown jewel is going to be, you know, and they got to do that soon. And I do think that when something happens, if they find that this was knowingly done by the Patriots, I think they're going to come down hard on them because A, Spygate back in 2007. And another reason I think is that the Patriots are regarded as one of the, you know, top franchises in the league. They are successful on the field. They are successful off the field. Forbes magazine had them listed as the second most valuable franchise in the league behind Dallas. This is how a franchise is supposed to be. And if this franchise is going to break even the smallest rules, they're going to have to be penalized. And I do think I wouldn't be surprised if there's a suspension of some sort if they find the Patriots culpable for this.
Who would get suspended?
Yeah.
I think it would be Belichick. He's the guy who's ultimately, he's the head coach. He's the guy that everything runs through him. I think he's the guy who's ultimately, going to be responsible for this.
Well, we will watch with interest. Hopefully, you get to the Super Bowl so this isn't talked about. And something tells me if he's suspended for the first two games of next season, really doesn't mean much, especially if the Patriots win the Super Bowl next Sunday.
Right.
We appreciate your time, Mike.
Anytime, guys.